This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
WEEI Afternoons, Christian Arcan, Andy Hart. It is a Patriots Monday. We are live here at Gillette Stadium. Nice to have you with us today. Phone number 617-779-7937. We spoke with Drake May about a half hour ago. We will be talking to Jonathan Jones here momentarily. Another tough game, I should say, for the Patriots secondary, for the Patriots defense in general. I've always been of the belief that it starts up front. There was a missing in action pass rush once again, and I think that reflected in another tough day for the secondary. We've already talked about Kyle Duggar. We talked about Marcus Jones. Both of them had rough days. I don't really think that anybody was great. But you did notice that Gonzalez on Tyreek Hill was a pretty good matchup, favoring the Patriots anyway. And Jonathan Jones, of course, making some plays out there as well. And Jonathan Jones joins us, easy for me to say, right now. It's brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. Jonathan Jones, how are we doing today?
How's it going? Doing well, you?
Doing okay. A tough loss there. Another tough one for you guys on the defensive side of the ball. You said after the game, you spoke to the Boston Herald and mentioned that the secondary was maybe not communicating great. In what ways were you not communicating well, and how did that sort of reflect on the play on the field?
I think there were just a few instances where, we get the call, we get lined up, and, Miami would make a motion and we just wouldn't react in time. And I think a lot of that came down to just being on the same page of how we handle things. And, on plays yesterday, there were some times where we weren't, all on the same page.
Obviously, Jalen Waddle was a problem throughout much of the game, especially in the first half. Was he doing anything that you guys didn't expect, or was he, that just one of those Tua and Waddle are pretty good and they had a good day kind of things?
Yeah, I mean, he came out, he ran some good routes, was able to get open, and hats off to them to making plays. I wouldn't say they did anything, completely different, than what we expected. They just made the plays that they made.
Did you guys prepare for that sort of secondary motion and things that you just described in the backfield that kind of gave you trouble out there? Is that something that you focused on in practice last week?
I mean, it is, but, the thing is, you have several calls in a week, and you can't, you have limited practice time. It's not making excuses. So you can't go through and walk through or practice every single rep. And so, that comes down to just, going through your plays and understanding, this could happen in this call, even though we didn't practice it. This is something they could do and how we handle it and just being on the same page when that does happen.
Were you surprised that you didn't have a padded practice on Wednesday?
No. I mean, there's a limited amount of practices that we get to be padded in the year, and we've pretty much had, you know, padded practices every Wednesday up until this point. And so at some point as a coach, you have to decide, you know, what week we're not going to go padded. Last week was just a week we decided not to.
There were a few reports out of the post-game locker room that maybe guys were laughing, telling jokes. Did you have a problem with the way guys handled the loss in the locker room or whatever went on in there after the game?
You know, I saw that report, and no, I didn't see that. And at the end of the day, what I can't do is tell someone how to handle, you know, their emotions. But what I always ask for is everyone's best, and when they go out there and to fight and to give, leave it out on the field. And I definitely think every guy that stepped on that field yesterday, at least it attempted to do that, is to give their best every play. So I don't you know, judge how someone takes a loss and how they cope or deal with losing. I can't compare. I'm never into comparing how someone deals with the loss. And so, you know, I saw that report, and you know, I think it's kind of tough to criticize anyone on how they respond to losing.
Along those lines, I saw you made some comments about, you know, there's five games left. People are going to have to look in the mirror and kind of figure out how they want to handle this. 3-9, is this going to be a significant challenge for the leadership of this team to kind of keep everybody up and pulling in the right direction?
To be honest, I've been in a losing season like this before. It was in college, and it's a little bit different there when you're on scholarship for 4 years. This is back before the transfer portal and all of that. But in the NFL, you're working for a job. And so at the end of the day, if you can't come to work every day, no matter what the record is, to work and give it your best, and that the league will have its way of weeding you out. So at the end of the day, that's what I mean. We're all individual grown men in there in the locker room. And, you know, when you come to work, your job is to come to work no matter what, you know, the record is. You know, it's not saying this is easy to come to work, you know, when you're 3-9 as opposed, you know, to being 9-3. And so, it's not easy, but, you know, that's what it's called for. That's what this job is. It's a tough job. And so no matter what your record is, your job is to come in and give your best.
Jonathan, this predates you and your time on the team, but the Patriots have had a very hard time playing in Miami. Tua has an undefeated record. Certainly when you go down and play down there in Hard Rock Stadium, it's been tough the last few years, even in the Tom Brady and Bill Belichick years. What is it about playing down there that's presented so many problems for this team?
I think they just, you know, come with their best. You know, down there, it's easy to blame the elements, and which that does play a part. But at the times I've been down there, we've been down there, they just always come out and beat us. You know, they just play better than we do. And so no matter what the elements are, we just have to find a way to turn that. And we've, you know, tried various things, you know, going back a few years ago where we went down there a few days earlier to try to get acclimated when we were playing them a little earlier. It's, you know, part of it. And then our job is to find a way to win no matter what the circumstances are.
I'm not looking at you to point fingers, but a couple weeks ago you had like 9 sacks as a defense. It didn't seem like the last week or two, that sort of marriage you guys talk about of the coverage and the pressure were kind of coming together at the same time. Is that a fair observation that, like, overall team defense needs to be better?
It's fair, but not in comparison to the last 3 games, I would say. The Chicago game, that's a complete different offensive philosophy. And so maybe some of the play schemes that you dial up for that, you know, don't translate versus the past 2 offensive schemes that we faced that were kind of similar.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Being about Miami and LA, and so it's just finding a way to penetrate those, you know, offenses and find a way to, you know, slow it down. And, you know, specifically speaking on Miami, you know, they do a good job of getting the ball out quick. So pass rush really isn't a factor in those games. It's more of a coverage game and, you know, making Tua try to go through his reads and getting him off the mark. So it's not as much as, you know, rushing coverage. I think yesterday the front did a good job of stopping the run. Pass off to those guys up front. You know, the run wasn't really a problem yesterday. They were just able to move the ball, you know, when they wanted to, and pick up, you know, critical first downs and continue to move the drives, and then had a few drives that started, you know, on our side of the ball.
Along those lines, as outsiders, we tend to focus on Hill and Waddle as kind of the centerpiece of that offense, but it looks like Jonnu Smith, one of your former teammates, and A-Chain have sort of added secondary layers to that that challenge the sort of breadth of the coverage in the field even more. Is that safe to say that they've added another layer of danger to that offense?
Oh, definitely. I think I spoke on that, you know, last week when you guys were asking about the Miami game, and I said they're using him more. You know, Earlier in the season, they weren't really getting, you know, Jonnu involved, and that's something, you know, their offense has found a way to get him involved. He's a dynamic player, you know, with the ball in his hands. Even since his time being here, he's done a lot better at, you know, being a run block, you know, tight end, and so they're able to keep him on the field in multiple situations and not just, you know, defenses have the tendency that when he's on the field that it's a pass situation, and so they've definitely done a good job of incorporating him in their offense.
We're talking with Jonathan Jones. Jonathan, you guys hosting the Indianapolis Colts this coming weekend. A strong rush game with Jonathan Taylor and a dynamic quarterback in Anthony Richardson. How do you plan on going about attacking those guys?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, it's going to be, you know, stopping the run and limiting explosive plays and just coming out and playing good football together from the beginning, not dig ourselves in a hole, you know, as we've done, you know, the last 2 weeks in the second and third quarter, and just, you know, try to get ahead and stay ahead, and that'll be the recipe to win.
Drake May told us he hates losing more than he likes winning. Would you say the same thing holds true for you?
I don't know if I could say that, but I hate losing. I hate the feeling of it. I hate everything that's incorporated with it. So I feel the sentiments.
With the remaining games here, I know you told the guys on the defense it's time to look in the mirror here for these last 5-6 games of the season. Now that you're sort of playing for pride here, more so than maybe a playoff seed, as a elder statesman on this team, is that something that you kind of take personal as a way to motivate these guys and get them to play for pride reasons for the rest of the year?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, everybody individually is in different places. And so even more now than ever, you have to come together as a team, because it's, you know, several reasons for guys to do, you know, various different things. And so when maybe the goal has kind of shifted from what it was previously, but at the end of the day, winning. You know, every week you go out there and they face you an opponent. I don't care if they get rid of the playoffs or not. You know, if we're just meeting in the parking lot, our job is to win. You want to win. And if you're a winner, no matter what it is, if they're keeping score, you're going to want to win.
Are you able to ignore your record on a play-to-play basis? I'm assuming yes. Like, on a play-to-play basis, I'm assuming you're just competing with Tyreek Hill or whoever the hell is lined up in front of you. Is it safe to say that sort of the feeling of the season doesn't come into play on a down-by-down basis when you're in the competition?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. When you're out there, you're going. And I think more so than anything, it doesn't weigh in until the end, until, you know, the clock hits zero and you look up, you know, and you have the same results that you had on multiple occasions, and, you know, and that's not winning. And I think that's when it really, really hits. But when you're out there, you're competing. You know, you're trying to – obviously, you're trying to win as long as there's time left on the clock, which I thought yesterday guys did a really good job of fighting. You know, when there was every reason to quit, you know, we got the – fumble return, you know, and everybody came out and everybody was still fighting. And that was something I was trying to speak on the sideline, and guys definitely did that.
Jonathan Jones, we appreciate the time today. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again next week. Good luck against the Colts this weekend.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
All right, it's Jonathan Jones, defensive back, New England Patriots, joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. Interesting, you know. I mean, this is the way the other half lives. You know, this is the way that a lot of teams in the NFL at this point in the season have to start looking at the rest of the season and talking about playing for pride. I mean, that's what it's about. And people like us say, no, lose the game so you can get a better draft pick.
So I may be nitpicking here, but did it stand out to you that he said, "I've been through seasons like this before, back in college."
Mm. And last year.
What first thing I thought. I was like,
and the Cam Newton year too.
But last year
it wasn't this bad, yeah.
But last year you won 4 games.
Right.
You have 3 games right now. So there's a chance you're going to get a win somewhere in the final 5 games and finish with the same record as a year ago. I found it interesting that at least in his mind, memory, experience, is last year was not as bad as this year.
Right.
The last time he lived through one of these was in college.
I'm trying to see what he went to Auburn, right?
Auburn.
How'd he do in,
yes.
In 2012 throughout? Let's see. His freshman year, they were 3-9. All right, so he had one bad year in college.
Maybe he was being literal. They're 3-9.
Yeah, exactly.
There was one other season I remember when I was 3-9.
What they are right now. That's how about that? Yeah, that's how they finished it. The coach got fired, and the next year they were in the BCS championship. They went 12-2 and lost in the BCS championship game. So there you go. Things can turn around quickly. I don't know about that for these New England Patriots, but
I'm not
nice
giving up on that.
They're in the Super Bowl next year. You think?
Do you think it's impossible?
Yes.
It's not impossible.
I think it is.
What? See, now I'm going to go from the guy who asked the jerk question to Drake May to the homer in like 15
I didn't say
minutes.
I don't think it's possible that they can't be better than this year, but are they competing for a Super Bowl next year? I don't think so.
They have the quarterback.
Sure.
They have $140 million. Ooh. I've also updated the Indy Hart plan. We need to get to that at some point.
Okay.
I have two new pursuits in this offseason that I think could help upgrade the Patriots very quickly as part of the ever-developing Andy Hart plan.
All right. I'm interested in hearing that. And I do think, yes, they have a lot of money to spend. I know that. They had that this past year, too. And they finished the season with the most cap space. They finished the offseason with the most cap space of any team. So sorry if that doesn't set my toes a-tapping over here. it's not that important. And they need to – well, it is that important. They just don't treat it that way. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We'll get to your phone calls right after Stiz gets you caught up on what's trending.